I mean, marigolds and tomato plants. I mean, it was all kind of fun things. But it literally froze.
Oh, no.
And people lost all kind of plants. It was even cold, that cold. And I'm not sure exactly what environmental conditions caused this, but the centipede grass had almost come out of dormancy, almost was green again. And boom, it went right back to being brown again. Then it came back, and people called us and our business said, oh, my lawn is dead. The cold killed it. No, it came back. But that April freeze, which was very, very unusual,
right,
really messed things up for a lot of people. Because you get into really late February and early March. I don't know what it is about us, but as Pensacolians, we just all want to get out in the yard and do something.
Yes.
And sometimes you have to say, wait a minute, it's not quite time yet. But
craving to do that spring gardening,
that's exactly right. I do think it was kind of fun. I was going to talk about the Punxsutawney Phil situation, the Groundhog Day. By the way, the movie was Bill Murray is one of my favorites.
Yes. Oh, man, I haven't seen that in a minute.
It's a great movie. But anyway, this Groundhog Day is so much fun. They had to do it virtually this year. But they've got a little group of people. That's all they do. That's all they do in life is to take care of that groundhog. But here are some things I found was really funny. I looked it up, and Punxsutawney Phil is not the only animal that people look at insofar as being a weather predictor.
Oh.
And I know this is a little off-guarding, but weather does affect us. So here
yes.
we go. You got West Virginia has French Creek Freddy. You got Ohio's Buckeye Chuck, North Carolina's Sir Walter Wally. How about that?
Okay.
Louisiana Cajun Groundhog, Alabama Smith Lake Jake, Wisconsin's Jimmy, and New York's Staten Island Chuck. So everybody's getting in on the game.
I love the Cajun. We have to have a yeah. Cajun in the mix.
I like Sir Walter Wally.
That is so cute.
That is cute. In any event, we do watch the weather as we garden, and so we have to be very careful. And one thing in regards to the weather yesterday and the weather today, we have to watch the wind. We always talk about temperature, but you have to watch the wind, because when it comes to plantings, when it comes to especially container plantings, the wind will dry them out so fast, so much faster than just obviously no wind at all. And so I would recommend, after the cold weather last night and the little cold weather we're going to have tonight, if you have time, if you're on your way to work, you probably don't, but if you had time, go out, and especially your container plants and maybe some of the beds where you've got your pansies and your calendulas and all of that, go ahead and water them. Go ahead and water them real good. And if you can't get to it today, be sure to get to it in the next couple of days, because I think you're going to find that a lot of things that probably wouldn't have dried out in just regular weather. We've had some 20-mile-an-hour gusts of wind and pretty sustained. I mean,
yeah.
We had it yesterday. It just blew and blew and blew. So
yes.
We have to be very, very careful about that. And tonight, I think we're going to get down in the low 30s again. And it looks like we're going to hopefully maybe stay into the 40s as we move forward. But this time of year, you just never, never know. So anyway, be very careful. Weather means everything. And we have to look at Punxsutawney Phil. 6 more weeks of winter. So.
I mean, and I think I'm not too worried about us, I guess, because the sun shines so bright here. But our friends up north, I'm really sorry for you. You know what?
Oh, they had a rough storm.
It was pretty crazy.
Oh, yeah. I lived in Chicago.
No way.
I did. Yeah, I lived in Chicago for golly, almost 2 years, almost three. And I tell you one thing. I fought my way back to Pensacola. I'll tell you, it was not my
cup. Talk about wind.
It was not my cup of tea. I could see Lake Michigan from my back door of my house.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, it was just.
I can imagine that lake effect,
so cold.
Snow and the wind. Yeah. We went one time, I think in June. I've been a couple times. And I was freezing. I said, okay, we have to find a Land's End somewhere. I can't believe it's June here. I was not prepared for all the winds.
Oh, yeah.
So also take care of your plants here if it starts to get a little windy, okay, Northwest Florida. So anyways, let's keep going. I know last week we talked a little bit about some lists. What do you have in store for us?
Well, no list, but one thing I did want to follow up on a little bit of our discussion last week with the gentleman, I can't remember his name, I want to say Jason, I can't remember. Anyway, called about blueberries.
Okay.
Called about blueberries, and what we had a nice conversation with him, and there were just a couple of things I wanted to tag on to what we said last week. Blueberries are, I think I said last week, are kind of an underused plant in our area. They're great. I mean, they produce fruit, they're good to eat. They are a nice-looking plant. They even can form a low hedge if you wanted to do that. But I did want to caution anybody who buys them to buy a particular kind. You need to buy a rabbit eye blueberry. Now, the reason I say that, if you go to maybe one of the nationwide stores, big box stores, you may see what they call a southern highbush blueberry.
Okay.
Don't buy it. Don't buy it. The southern highbush blueberry is going to do great if you live in Ocala, but it's not going to do that great here. The rabbit eye is going to do much, much better. One, because it takes less hours, less what we call chilling hours. I want to talk about that in a minute, too. It takes a low pH soil. Now, we all know here in Pensacola, our soil is relatively acid, low pH. That's why we grow great camellias. That's why there's Bellingraph Gardens in Mobile. That's why centipede grass does well. All of those like an acid soil. By the same token, of course, St. Augustine does not. So what we do, we add lime to correct that pH. But these rabbit eye blueberries really like a low pH. They love the sun. And if you want to fertilize them, whenever you're fertilizing your azaleas and camellias, use the same fertilizer for your blueberries because that promotes an acid situation. So the rabbit eye, not the southern highbush, that's just a little tag on to our discussion last week.
I love that. And we would love to hear any other questions you have, whether it's blueberry related or you're protecting your plants from these winds that are blowing through Northwest Florida. Give us a call. Text us 437-1620. We're hanging out with Mike Wiggins on the Garden Line, and we would absolutely love to hear from you. I know that we have a ton to, I'm always excited for Tuesday morning to be able to chat and learn from you. So I'm excited to hear what more we have in store, but let's take a super quick break and we'll join us right back here.
Do you find marketing your business to be a challenge? Are you completely overwhelmed by the ever-changing landscape of how to promote your business on various social media platforms, how to keep up with your Google ranking, generate leads, and all the small details in between? As a business owner, you're pulled in every direction possible. Allow the team of experts at ADX Digital to handle the digital marketing piece of the puzzle for you. Our team of experienced marketing professionals will work with you and your team to create a custom digital marketing campaign tailored exactly to market to your ideal customer. Increase your website traffic, generate qualified leads, and overall, increase business for you. Contact ADX Digital today to set up a time to meet with the team and discover how we are your partner every step of the way for small business marketing. Visit ADXDigitalMarketing.com to schedule a time to let us show you the possibilities for your business. ADX Digital Marketing, your comprehensive digital marketing partner.
Hard work, determination, honesty, fairness. These are the values you hold dear. And when you spend your hard-earned money, you want to trust that things will be done right. For over 100 years, BBB has been making it easier for you to find good businesses. When you see the BBB accredited seal, you know that's a company you can count on. So look for the seal and start with trust. Go to BBB.org and find a trustworthy business today.
What's fun and happening in Pensacola? Find out as the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talks about it here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Join us each month as we detail what's going on in your resource centers, parks, recreation programs, and at the Community Maritime Park. It's a great month to get out and play Pensacola. Tune in this Friday morning at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Delicious Gulf seafood and the finest Mississippi catfish is what you'll get from David's Catfish House. Made to order with generous portions of southern sides. Voted best of the bay for 9 years running. For customer and staff safety and peace of mind, all Florida locations have recently installed the latest in medical-grade UV technology. This air sanitizing system is designed to actively kill mold, bacteria, and viruses in the air and on surfaces. Breathe safer and visit the place where southern and seafood meet. See you at David's, Pensacola, Milton, and Crestview.
Fox News every 30 minutes, 24/7.
Republicans get a seat at the table today.
Most trusted, most watched, and in Pensacola, most heard.
Meeting with President Biden, pushing more targeted COVID financial relief.
If you want unity, if you want bipartisanship, you ought to start with a group that's shown it's willing to work together.
The Republican proposal is far less than the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan proposed by President Biden.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Garden Lines with Mike Wiggins, and I am super excited because I always take notes, and then I learn something new that I have to go home and tell my husband. So if
your poor husband, he said you got to get that Wiggins off the radio.
No, he loves it. I'm sure he's listening to you right now, and he's enjoying it. And if you have any questions, or if you want to make a comment or give a suggestion too, I'm sure we would love to hear that. 437-1620. Let your voice be heard about all of your gardening needs.
No doubt. Now, Jenna, it is the season to plant trees. And we want to talk a little more about trees to plant in your yard. Hopefully we'll have time in the show today. But while we were talking about blueberries, what also comes to mind to me are fruit trees. Apples, peaches, plums, pears, figs, pecans, and of course the blueberries. You have to be very, very careful when you're buying these particular trees for a couple of reasons. Number one, you've got to deal with a nurseryman who knows the chilling hours that these trees need. Because I'm going to give you a good example. You want to plant an apple tree. Now, you go to Publix and buy what we call a Red Delicious apple. That's great. But a Red Delicious apple needs many chilling hours. And chilling hours are defined as temperatures, sustained temperatures below 45 degrees in any area. Some trees take 100. Some trees take over 1,000. You've got to know which trees are the ones to plant. Let me go back to the apples. Apple trees, the Red Delicious, take over 1,000. So you can't grow them in Pensacola. You'd like to, but you can't.
Right.
But you can plant the Anna, which is a red one, or the Einsheimer, which is kind of a yellow one. The Einsheimer, just a little trivia, was developed in Israel.
Okay.
It really was. So the Anna and the Einsheimer, and you need them both in order to produce apples. And that's what else your nurseryman's got to tell you. If you buy one, do you need a pollinator? But the chilling hours are really, really important. In Northwest Florida, we get about 400 to 600 chilling hours a year. Ocala gets 300 to 400. Miami, take a guess on Miami.
Zero
to five. That's right. So if you want to grow almost any of these plants in Miami,
it
isn't going to work out so good for you. But when you go buy your peach trees, you need to buy a peach tree that does well in our area. So be careful, especially if you're buying from a big box store, because many times they'll have products that are made for the Southeast. Well, it's different. I mean, you're going to grow a Georgia peach in Pensacola? Probably not.
No.
You're going to grow a peach that's going to take the right amount of chilling hours. And if you look at many of these fruit trees, you need pollinators. So I think my point is you need a nurseryman that knows what he's talking about if you're going to be in the fruit tree business.
And specializes in our climate.
There's no question.
It's really important. Hey, we have a bunch of texts coming through. The first one goes back to our blueberry discussion. This is from Paul with Blue Sky Landscaping. Hi, Paul.
What do you say, Paul?
And he was just letting us know. He said that Sunshine Blueberry is a dwarf that grows great here. A Sunshine Blueberry.
Sunshine Blueberry is a variety of blueberry. I'm quite sure, Paul, you'll probably correct me if I'm wrong, it probably is a rabbit eye blueberry.
Okay.
That is just a variety of a rabbit eye blueberry. And that's good to know because you need a blueberry that does well in our area. And people like Paul with Blue Sky Landscaping is a great resource. I mean, he would be a guy that could tell you which ones do well here. Mm. Of course, your county agent is also good. And the Internet can help you there also.
Yes.
But, that's a good – it's a dwarf, so I'm assuming it might even be conducive to container growing. Put some in a couple of containers.
There you go. Awesome.
Okay. And don't forget, this is me because I've got all these grandchildren. Sometime when you grow your vegetables or, say, a blueberry in a pot and you have the blueberries produced and you go out – and show the grandchildren how you can pick where your food comes from.
Yes.
It's just kind of fun. And,
yes.
And so, that's Paul. I appreciate that. Is Paul on the text on the phone?
He texted in. And okay. So feel free to follow up, Paul, as long as you're not driving. Let's be safe. We also have a question coming in, and I'm not sure who sent this, but it says, my backyard is mostly weeds. What's the best way to get rid of the weeds and get grass growing again? I mean, it's still a little cold, though. Is it going to grow anytime soon?
I know. Here's what I do. There's a couple of ways to do this. If you've got literally nothing but weeds, okay. Preparation is everything. Number one, I would recommend sodding that area. Now, sometimes you've got to look at your budget and see if that fits. Seeding probably isn't going to work. I don't think I'd try it. You can seed centipede seed, but I'm not sure I would do that. You've got to get rid of all that mess that's in there. And to do that, you're going to have to till it. You're going to have to rake it. Probably going to till it again and rake it until you get it nice and smooth and clean, and then do your sodding. That's the way to do it. There are some chemicals that will kill all of those weeds, everything, all the grassy weeds, I should say, all the grassy weeds like crabgrass and dollarweed and all of that. But the trick to that is you can't really use them until they're growing, and here in the winter in Pensacola, they're not.
Right.
So your weed killers, that Roundup is a good example, that would kill everything and not sterilize the soil, are not really going to work because they're systemic insofar as the chemical works through the plant into the root. So if you want to use the chemical to kill everything, you're going to have to wait for temperatures to get up there.
Yes.
When those weeds are growing, spray with your spray, kill them. Then you still got to go back and till it and rake it out.
So don't jump the gun quite yet. It's going to take a little bit of work, so be prepared for it. I'm loving all the questions. We have more to get to, more to talk about. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
At Gulf Breeze News, they get it. They know you want to know what's happening in your community, whether that means investigative reporting, area events, or op-eds from your fellow breezers. The Gulf Breeze News truly is your community newspaper. Call 932-8986 and subscribe today. You can read online if you prefer to use your iPad or computer, or get your freshly printed newspaper delivered right to your mailbox. From city to county, politics to sports, subscribe now at gulfbreezenews.com.
Whether you're building a new home or considering a renovation, choosing the right construction partner makes all the difference. Howdy, howdy. I'm Jesse Lacoste at Lacoste Construction Group. We truly pride ourselves on our client experience and true craftsmanship, specializing in both new construction renovations for both commercial and residential projects. My team and I at Lacoste Construction Group will deliver you a quality turnkey project, working with you each and every step of the process. Contact us today. Start turning your home or business into the space of your dreams at lacosteconstructiongroup.com.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. The road is everything you want it to be.
Everything.
As long as what you want is road.
To ride your motorcycle on.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policy starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
Are you working at home and tired of staring at the same four walls? Ready for a refresh? An accent wall? If walls could talk, they'd ask for five-star painting. Locally owned, five-star painting of Pensacola has 15 trustworthy crews. They schedule and complete projects on a timely basis and pay close attention to the details. They also include a 2-year warranty on their work. Read their reviews online at fivestarpainting.com. That's F-I-V-E starpainting.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, and it's The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. We've been answering a lot of questions and taking time to just find out what you need to hear. And I love Miss Catherine texted in another. Oh, this is a little bit of sad news. Pensacola has lost a great master gardener, Mr. Joe Williams. And she said he was a member of the National Association of Landscape Professionals and Florida Turfgrass Association. He also founded Lawn Master.
Joe Williams was a very, very good friend of mine.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Matter of fact, this is just when I owned Wiggins Lawn Spray Service, you know who I sold my business to? Joe Williams at Lawn Master. Joe Williams was a prince of a guy. He was first class. He had integrity. He was smart, and he will be missed. And, of course, his firm, Lawn Master, is just one of the best. I think it's one of the best in the nation. They do a great job of servicing commercial and residential people all over the area. They know what they're doing. Their applicators are smart. And when I was retiring and Joe took over my business, I just had this great feeling that this is really going to work, because all of my customers who I've valued immensely are now in good hands with Joe Williams.
That's
and
so
Catherine,
encouraging.
I really appreciate you bringing that up.
Yes.
But he was a great guy. He did a lot of work in the Catholic Church, over at St. Paul's Catholic Church, and just was a good guy. Great family, and the family has taken over the business. I mean, they've been there. They've been running the business.
So it's a family-run business.
Oh,
I love
that. No question
about
it.
There's heart in it.
But they're big. They're a big business, and they do great work.
Oh, wow.
And one other thing they do, and this way off gardening, they put up Christmas decorations. So when you get to be my age and don't get on ladders anymore, I have a pitched roof, and Lawmaster comes and puts up my Christmas lights just on the pitched roof, and do a great job at that.
That's amazing. I mean, all the needs, especially who doesn't love somebody just coming out and being able to do that for you, save a little bit of time so you can just enjoy the lights later. But our hearts and our thoughts go out to the Williams family. That is, it's definitely heartbreaking to lose another good soul in our area, but it's encouraging to know that they'll carry on the Lawn Master business and be able to fulfill your needs. So
yeah, there's no question about that. And Catherine, thank you so much. I mean, for those who may not tune into the show a lot, Catherine is one of our most wonderful listeners, and we just always love hearing from her.
Absolutely.
Catherine, thanks for that.
Thank you, Catherine, so much. You know what? We'll be right back. We're going to take a quick break, check into the newsroom with Mark Jacobs. Hi, Mark.
Good morning. We're following some breaking news out of South Florida this morning. Multiple federal agents shot this morning, and Fox is going to have the latest on that, as well as we'll have additional details, too, on what we know, all coming up.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Several FBI agents are shot serving a child pornography warrant in Sunrise, Florida. We're told two agents have died. The Miami Herald reports the shooter killed himself inside the home. A meeting with President Biden is described as productive in a statement from 10 Republican senators who were there to discuss more coronavirus financial relief. Congressional Democrats, though, are moving forward with plans for a bigger bill.
GOP Senator Mike Brown says there are areas of agreement, but
the place where we have differences is whether or not their plan is targeted enough.
The GOP plan calls for smaller stimulus checks with a lower income limit.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. And the actor Hal Holbrook died, 95 years old. He was in dozens of movies and TV shows and played Mark Twain on stage starting in 1947 until he retired it in 2017.
God made idiots first. That was for practice. Then he made Congress.
America's listening to Fox News.
It's 9:31 at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. It's 40 and partly sunny. I'm Mark Jacobs, and as you just heard on Fox News, they're now reporting at least two FBI agents have died. Others are wounded after gunfire erupted this morning in Sunrise, Florida. Miami Herald reporting at least five agents were shot, two seriously injured, just outside Fort Lauderdale when those agents were serving a warrant to a man suspected of possessing child porn. No other details have been released yet. We also understand the suspect may also be dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Pensacola police looking for a suspect in an armed robbery early this morning. Happened just before 5 at Discount Airport parking on Airport Boulevard. Officers looking for a black male suspect who left on foot. Last seen wearing a dark hoodie with blue Adidas stripes along with black track pants. Police say he was armed, but no shots were fired and no one was hurt. Frontier Motors, the only dealership in Pensacola recommended by Dave Ramsey. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway.
Cold and sunny weather for this Tuesday. Today we will be seeing mostly sunny skies, that high reaching 53 degrees. Overnight tonight we do have a good chance at a freeze. We will be seeing clear skies, that low near 32 degrees, even cooler as you go further inland. From the First Warning Channel 3 studios, I'm meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
It's 40 in Pensacola and Milton, 41 in Gulf Breeze at 9:33. Our next news at 10 with breaking news anytime. I'm Mark Jacobs, News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Stocks are rallying. The Dow Industrial is up 541 at 30,751. The NASDAQ is up 187. The S&P 500 up 61. Uber is acquiring alcohol delivery service Drizly for $1.1 billion and will integrate it into the Uber Eats app. Uber shares up more than 8%. Verizon is hoping to use Sunday Super Bowl as a showcase for ultra-fast broadband, unveiling a range of 5G-powered features for fans attending the game. Verizon, which is teaming up with the NFL for its product push, is billing it as an immersive and interactive viewing experience for fans in the stadium as well as at home. Verizon has retrofitted the Raymond James Stadium with ultra-wideband 5G. If seeing the biggest boom in more than two decades, snowmobiling combined the thrill of speed with an ongoing desire to get out during a pandemic, and you've got a 15 to 20% spike this season in snowmobile sales. That's Your Money Now.
And now with a step back in the archives of Pensacola News, here's John Appleyard.
February the 2nd, 1752, from the new Pensacola site on the mainland in Spanish West Florida. This is News Radio 1620, and now also on FM 92.3. As we report today, Governor Estrada has several crews which have been establishing more substantial structures here. When our settlers retreated to the mainland following last summer's hurricane, they worked as fast as possible to establish some basic shelter for themselves outside the already present shell of Fort San Miguel. Now, workers beginning on the government house specified by the governor. This is to be headquarters for his small staff and others who are to deal with our defense and providing general services for the people. The building is to be faced with brick, and these now are being formed and burned at a new yard up the river. Large spaces in the walls are to be left for windows so that patients needing hospital care may be treated here. Governor Estrada said that he regrets absence of any building materials from Cuba, but he says we have trees aplenty, good clay, and men willing to work. This is John Appleyard for News Radio 1620.
Take a short lifestyle detour from the news of the world. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Poets often use many words to say a simple thing.
And we are back here on the Garden Line. A little bit of Tony Bennett to ease us in. Oh, so smooth. What a smooth voice.
Smooth voice. I think all of us who enjoy Tony Bennett wish him well because he's under the weather.
Yes.
And we certainly wish him well.
We are wishing him well, thinking our best thoughts for him and his family. And I actually was reading, his wife said that music is carrying him through these times.
That's
so
right.
He's going right back to his roots.
There you go. Good.
Absolutely love
just,
it.
He is a classic. There's no doubt about it. Jenna, I wanted to mention one thing more before we leave the chilling hour.
Yes.
Of subject. It's interesting to me. Now, we live in Zone 9.
Okay.
Now, they're planting zones all the way up north, all the way down to South Florida. We are in Zone 9. And it's a different type of zone because what you...
this yet?
Yeah, well, I think it's been reported already that we had a homicide in the 2900 block.
I'm not sure what's happening.
I don't know what that was either.
That was so bizarre.
Oh, who knows?
Somebody decided to pop in on us and scare
did.
Us, huh?
They did. They weren't talking about gardening either, I don't think.
I don't think they were telling us about any
either.
Gardening.
Anyway, we're in Zone 9. We're in Zone 9. And, of course, things that you can do in Pensacola that you may not be able to do in Montgomery or Atlanta. And things you can do in Pensacola, you may not be able to do in Tampa. Because if you grow citrus in Pensacola, you don't want the temperatures to get too low because you can have damage. If you're growing fruit trees, you do want the temperatures to get low, so you'll have those chilling hours. So it's kind of a...
This balancing act.
A balancing act, exactly, between here in Pensacola. It makes it interesting. It really does, because we all have to, when we plant... Like we talked about earlier, if you're going to plant an apple tree or a peach tree, you got to get one that fits Zone 9. And really, it's just amazing how we have to juggle it in order to make things work here. But that's what makes it fun in Pensacola.
That's interesting, that's actually.
Anyway, I thought that was kind of cool.
That is.
Exactly. But the zones, for example, I go one more thing. On the citrus, we have to be careful with some of the citrus because it'll die in the freeze. But that zone, the zones where citrus really is a money crop down in South Florida,
yes,
have moved south. They've moved south because they've had so much damage. So in any event, I just wanted to mention that. I thought that was very, very interesting. Now, one thing I do think we need to talk about, because we were talking about fruit trees a minute ago, we probably need to look at trees to plant in your yard. Now, you can plant the fruit trees, no doubt about it, but these are ornamental trees.
Okay, and you know what? We have a text just coming in asking, it's about our red, and I'm going to butcher the name. Okay, please don't. Is it Sasquatch? How do you say that?
Sasanqua.
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 Camellia, yeah. Only available at Christmas time because our listener would like to have some to plant so they will bloom next year at wintertime. How does that work? Can you plant them right now?
Oh, you can. This is a great time to plant.
I believe we mentioned that last week.
That's right, because camellias really are, for lack of a better word, this isn't probably horticulturally totally correct, it's a type of camellia, but it blooms a little earlier and has a much smaller blossom and has a lot of the blossoms.
Yes.
Matter of fact, to the texture, I have a really pretty red one in a big pot. And it has already bloomed. It's all over. But it has beautiful foliage all year long. If you're going down, okay, if you're on the east side of town, going down 12th.
Okay.
And you kind of bear off on Summit and look at the new health facility there.
Yes.
Okay. Look at the front of it. It's all glass. Look at the front of it and look at all of the dwarf Sasanquas that they have planted. And they're all blooming. They really are. Pretty, but yes, it's a great plant, and it's a great one to plant now. And what I do, I have two of them in big pots, and come late summer, really early winter, when my hibiscus have died and my mandevillas have died and my crotons have died, I kind of swap pots. I move those Sasanqua pots out, so I'll have some color in the early winter, and I'll leave them there until it's time to plant the hibiscus and all the tropicals. And swap pots again.
I love that.
Of course, I'm getting too old to swap the pots, but I've got some strong teenage grandchildren.
There you go. Put them to work.
Oh, and they are.
I'm sure they love to help you.
No. And they're compensated well.
Yes. Well, see, I mean, I know they love to help you. And you know what?
Great.
This next question comes in from Erin, and it kind of couples with the last one. She wants to know what is a good outside plant that she can pot for this time of year that doesn't take too much of a green thumb. So basically a little bit more low maintenance and will stay alive.
Okay. A couple of things to look at for that, especially for this time of year. One, if you want something that's blooming, plant some of your winter annuals.
Okay.
Pansies. You talk about bulletproof. Dianthus is really, really good. Snapdragons are good.
Yes.
The cabbage and kale, the ornamental cabbage and kale, that the colder it gets, the better
pretty.
It gets. It is really pretty. So you can do that. That would be perfect. Now, if you really want something that's bulletproof, it's just going to last almost forever, you can plant some of your ornamental landscaping shrubs that has color. I have planted some flax lilies in a pot. It's just almost like a variegated monkey grass, a little thicker blade, if you will.
Okay.
It's called a flax lily. You want to know where some pretty flax lilies are?
Oh, tell me.
Right in front of the station.
Oh, I'll have to look then.
They're parked right out there. And talking about in front of the station, behind the flax lilies at our station here, are loropetalum. Loropetalum is a red plant, red foliage, all year long. Very fast grower, so you kind of got to keep it pruned.
Okay.
But other than that, it is really doesn't get many pests at all. A variegated pittosporum looks good in a pot.
Mm.
That is good. Pittosporum is historically kind of a green shrub, like you use it along the front of a house. But a variegated pittosporum, you could do the same, but it looks pretty good in a pot.
Yes.
Well, lastly, some Louisiana iris are fun.
That
kind of a
pretty.
Big grassy looking look. And I keep saying this, we've got one outside here also, and it's
blooming.
We're going
to have to take a walk later.
We'll take a tour. But it sends up these blossoms, and it's kind of unpredictable when it sends them up, but they look like almost like a miniature orchid. Just really pretty plants. So you can plant some of your permanent landscaping plants, and the list just goes on and on.
That's encouraging.
You can plant. I also put in one time a dwarf arborvita. Which was really kind of almost like a Christmas tree-looking plant. But you talk about nothing's going to bother it. It's there. It'll take some dry weather, too. So a lot of things you can put in containers. But if you want that color, go with the annuals that you one would plant. A lot of people, because of the weather, are going to probably bypass that winter annuals this year because here we are February 2nd, and 60 days from now, we should be very safe to plant everything from marigolds, petunias, vinca. I mean, that's a whole list, and we'll have a lot of shows on that, going over those lists. But, you know, if you don't feel like getting out in this cold, windy weather, just be prepared. Do what we said last week. Plan. Kind of draw it out what you want to do in the
yes.
spring. Prepare it. Put in your Canadian sphagnum peat moss, a little bit of lime, a little bit of organic material. Work it all in. Get that bed already so you can pull that trigger as soon as the weather's right.
Right. And we were saying, you said there was a place too. Well, I want to say real quick, so Aaron, don't be discouraged by maybe thinking you don't have that green thumb. There's plenty of plants out there. Mr. Wiggins named several that you can go out and plant and you won't have to worry that, you know, you have to be a master gardener.
That's true.
To keep them going.
I got one more.
Tell me.
I got
me.
One more.
I'm excited.
One more for our texter. And thank you for that's a great question. Some of the ornamental grasses in a container are fun. The muley grass is my favorite. And once again, I'm going to send you to Summit Boulevard by the airport. And those beds along Summit have got the gorgeous muley grass. Muley grass just looks like an ornamental grass until the fall. Then it sends up these gorgeous purple blooms. So it not only gives your landscaping, a lot of people said I'm crazy when I talk like this, it not only gives your landscaping color, but it gives it motion. The wind will gradually blow that muley grass, those fronds on those that muley grass, and it really is kind of cool.
Yeah. Hey, so, I think we need to take a drive and go see all the beautiful scenery around
Pensacola. It looks like today all we have to do is go out front
yes,
in the front
that's
yard.
That's true. We don't have to take a couple steps
that's
and
right.
go see. I
that's
love it.
Exactly
hey, let's
right.
take a quick break. We'll be right back here on the Garden Line.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tea times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
Parents usually know if their children will argue over their inheritance, but this can be prevented. I'm Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors. No one wants to see their wealth wasted away because of poor planning. I've assisted several clients with estate planning ideas and sometimes have served as trustee or executor upon their death. Give me a call at 497-6167. Armada Advisors is charting a better course.
This is Steve Gerlach with Emerald Coins. For over 17 years, we've been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, platinum coins, bullion, scrap jewelry, diamonds, and currency. Don't send money out of town to someone you never met. Trust a company that is locally veteran-owned and operated. Get more information about us on Thursday mornings on Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Cooper Davis for News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 and Cat Country 98.7. We have an immediate opening for a part-time news anchor to gather, write, and report newscasts on weekends and during emergency weather and news coverage. Radio or TV news experience, internship, or college-level journalism is preferred. Excellent opportunity for advancement with an award-winning local news team. Find out more about this opening on newsradio923.com, where you'll also find an ADX employment application. Locally owned ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
From Home Improvement with Gary Sullivan to Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace. From Garden Line with Mike Wiggins to The Weekend with Joe Pags. The best variety of talk every weekend is on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's the Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. We are enjoying all of your texts coming through, asking all the questions. We're here to answer them. Well, maybe not me. We'll leave it to Mike. But, Mike, what else do you have for us this morning?
Well, I did think it's time to maybe look at some of the trees that we can plant, because we need to do it right now. We need to plant these trees. And I guess the first question to ask is, why do we want to do that? Why would we want to plant trees? And when I was making a few notes for the show, I said, you know, there are a lot of people out there saying, they really would rather not see another tree for a long time after Hurricane Sally, because there was tree damage to homes, to yards, to power lines, and all of that. Mm-hmm. But there are advantages to planting trees. That's one of the disadvantages, is you do have to be concerned about weather. But one is the energy savings on deciduous trees. In other words, a tree that loses its leaves is a deciduous tree.
Okay.
If you plant it on the west side of your house, it has foliage on it, big foliage on it, in the summer, which will save you energy costs because it'll cool your house. And then in the winter, when all the leaves are gone, it can add heat to your house. Now, it's not going to make your electric bill zero, but
We're not promising that.
But there are some energy savings to plant a deciduous tree, especially a fast-growing one, especially a large-growing one, on the west side of your house, because it will help you in the summer and help you in the winter.
That's interesting.
And I also, another reason to plant trees is privacy. I have had a good friend who bought a home and had a swimming pool, and had a wood fence, like so many of us do, and across the wood fence was the neighbor. His home was single story. The neighbor was two story. And he just said, you know, I entertain, I have kids coming and swimming. I just don't want my neighbor just to, and the neighbor was a nice guy.
Right.
Because you want a little privacy. Okay.
Yes, of course.
All right. So he said, the first thing I thought I would do would plant ligustrum. Ligustrum is a very fast-growing shrub, which eventually would give you some privacy, but not nearly in enough time. You put in a ligustrum that, say, is 3 to 4 feet, you're talking probably 5 to 6 years, if not more, before it serves the purpose, because the fence gives you privacy in your backyard, but then you've got that line of sight to that second-story house. Okay, so what do? Planting a deciduous tree that's a fast grower will get you there very fast, and you can buy pretty big ones. You could buy a 8 to 10 foot river birch, for example, and plant it, and probably in a couple of years, if you spaced them right, you would have what I call, this is probably not, it's not a technical term, it's my term, a line of sight privacy. And so if you have that swimming pool, then you have some privacy. Not only you have the fence, but then you have the foliage above the fence. So deciduous trees will give you some privacy. They're good for the environment. They are good for the environment. And they're pretty. And they're pretty. And sometimes you plant them for the foliage, Sometimes you plant them for their shape. Sometimes you plant it for the look of the trunk, believe it or not. And we'll talk about that in just a minute. So, in other words, deciduous trees do some good, but it's important to plant it in the right place. Because one other thing about the negative, you don't want to plant a fast-growing deciduous tree right underneath the power lines, because that's nothing but trouble, because they're going to get up over that. So here's some of the trees. You ready?
Yes.
Here's some trees. All right. I'm going to start out on the negative first.
Okay.
Dogwoods. Dogwoods are fabulous. I love them. But historically, over the past, golly, time goes fast, I'm going to say almost 15 years, they have not done well in Pensacola. Mm. I can't exactly tell you exactly which environmental conditions have done that, but they had problems with fungus in these plants. There was even a moratorium way back in the day where you couldn't ship trees from Tennessee to Florida, dogwoods, that is,
okay,
because they had this affliction. And I don't think that moratorium is on that to this day, but you look around town, you see dogwood trees, and so many of them are misshapen. They have dead branches. They just don't bloom like they used to. Now, a lot of my friends in the business tell me, Mike, they're making a comeback. They're doing better. They're doing better. But if you're going to plant a tree, dogwood tree may be one you want to pass on because of its history of having problems. So there's some better trees. Okay, and here's a better tree. How about a redbud? Ooh. Redbuds are, for lack of a better word, one of the first harbingers of spring. They put on the red blossoms really early. But a redbud is not a dwarf tree by any stretch of the imagination, but it grows about the size of a dogwood. It's a great understory tree. Although you have a big, big oak tree. Well, the redbud is going to do very good underneath that oak tree. It likes, now it'll grow in the sun, but it really likes that understory environment.
Okay.
So that is good. All right. How about, here's one of my favorites. Remember we talked about the guy with the pool?
Yes.
Okay. The river birch. River birch has so many advantages. Number one, it's very fast growing. Number two, most people grow river birch as a multi-trunk tree. In other words, it's got three main trunks, then the foliage at the top.
Right.
The foliage is, compared to sycamores, is rather delicate. It really is pretty. But this is one that in the winter, when it has no leaves, it's got that pretty red peely bark, and it really is attractive. The only disadvantage that I can say about a river birch is that, if you remember, Jenna, a couple of months ago, well, you may not remember because you and I weren't doing it then, we talked about which trees put up with hurricane force winds better than others.
Okay.
And the river birch, from my observations, the whole tree doesn't fall. The top has a tendency, especially with the real mature ones, the top has a tendency to snap. I'm talking about now Hurricane Ivan or Hurricane Sally.
Yes.
You know, not your average tropical storm. But they do have that tendency, so you need to keep that in mind. But if you want that fast-growing deciduous tree, a river birch is absolutely one of my favorites.
I love that. And you know what? We're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
We have a little bit more to cover when it comes to trees. Stick around.
For over 43 years, Air Design has treated our customers like our neighbors, because that's what you are. And like good neighbors, we're there for you when you need us. Sure, we can't walk your dog or water your plants, but when your heating, cooling, or plumbing breaks down, we can help. We'll do the job right the first time and be honest with you about the cost. We don't work on commission, and after-hours emergency calls are no extra charge.
Call 202-COOL, night or day. Air Design Systems is on the way.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer.
Rest easy with the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. You can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Will it help with her snoring?
I snore.
Does Rudolph have a red nose?
Yes, it can be gently raised on either side to help relieve snoring.
So you can really promise better sleep.
Not promise, prove. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Mike, we have gotten so much ground covered today.
We have.
All
it's
the puns
fun.
Intended.
Very good. I'll tell you, you are good at this, buddy. There's no doubt about it.
But let's talk a little bit more before we go about trees. Let's cover that. If we don't get to your texts, we promise to get to those next week. I'm going to log them in so we can answer more.
Right. We do want to mention, before we go back to trees, and we only have a minute or two, that the Camellia Club, thanks to Catherine,
yes,
who sent us, is meeting tomorrow night?
It is tomorrow. The Camellia Club will be meeting tomorrow at V. Paul's, I believe that's downtown,
it
on
is.
Palafox, from 4:30 to 6:30 with demonstrations about growth and care of camellias. So if you want to care for your baby camellias or your grandma camellias, make sure you guys check in. I'm sure if you can look it up, too, online, you might find some more information.
Exactly. And don't forget, you do not have to be an expert camellia grower to go to the Camellia Club. They've got
that's
people
right.
that will teach you and tell you what's going on. You can just be somebody that's got some in your backyard. You don't have any idea what they are. You know what I'd recommend? Snip a couple of blooms off if they're blooming right now. Take them to the Camellia Club meeting, and they'll probably tell you more than you ever wanted to know about that camellia that's growing in your yard. They are so good about that.
That's excellent.
So I would recommend it. And it's fun, and you will be surprised. That's a number of people that will be at that Camellia Club meeting. We missed some text today because we ran out of time.
We'll get to them.
But we'll be here next week for sure.